Hello, and thank you for joining us for a few inspirational moments and loving conversation with C. Melita Webb. Today, I thought we would talk about ways to build some more joy into our day. It's been interesting looking at how things have changed over the last year and being given the opportunity to walk into a new year. And now that we're a quarter of the way in, we kind of get a chance to see what is different in our world, what has improved, and what still needs to be worked on. And so, you know, I think that we have the first thought is to see what's still a problem and to kind of stay tuned into that. And I want to ask you to look a little differently. You know, let's look at where we can put our efforts to build a solution. Where can we make a difference? And, you know, what can we see that we can achieve? So I'm asking you to look only at the positivity in your day. And I know that sometimes that can be a little difficult to do, but if you put forth the effort, you will find that you can, in fact, find positive moments, positive hours, positive sources, and positive resources. And so, you know, my first thought today is sharing with you how I build joy into my day and how I find positivity when I am not seeing it already in my peripheral view. And so usually what I do is I look for a way to be of assistance to someone else. And, you know, often it's just sharing what's in my heart, my love of God, or, sometimes it's, you know, looking for a new need outside that I can fill. And so, you know, today I was just thankful to be alive, to be breathing, seeing as well as I can see, and living, you know, a life of gratitude. And so I found this charity I hadn't heard of before called Books to Classroom, I think it was. I'll have to look at it again. But I listened to the video and just seeing that opportunity that's there for the children and for the community to be helpful made me smile. And it's called firstbook.org. And, you know, I knew that there were a lot of things going on with poverty and lack and, you know, even just homelessness and things like that. But I thought that I was, you know, aware of what I could do to be of assistance. And when I heard this, this audio, it just sounded like a new opportunity. And that new opportunity made me smile. And so I just wanted to, come on and speak with you and speak some peace, some love, and some joy into your day, and to remind you that you can help find a way to help others and bring joy to your day. And the second thing I wanted to talk to you about was finding ways to heal. You know, I think that we have a tendency to believe that once something has happened, we can't change how it affects us, how it affected us, right? But I think we can. There is a study of like what they call neuroplasticity. One of my words, we're going to smile on that one. And I'm going to work on pronouncing it for you. But basically what it is it's ways to heal our brain, to change our brain and to actually make it more useful to us and to help us treat our brain better. And so once you identify that there's something you need to get past, a block, phobia, a pain, whatever it is, you can kind of retrain your brain to find a healthy way to view life. And so when I think of that, you know, I just think about the fact that just like our bodies heal, our brains can heal too. And so when I help others, you know, I feel like I just get this endorphin rush, right? It's like what they say when a mother holds a baby. To me, it's like holding opportunity in my hands. And so, you know, it doesn't have to always be something that is huge. It just needs to be something done with an intentional heart and a loving spirit, right? And so I remember as brownies that we went into nursing homes. Now, of course, you can't do that right now. But there were just things that the Girl Scouts and the brownies had that really allowed us to look outside of ourselves as children and see the world as a bigger place, right? And so I think that because of all the virtual opportunities that exist right now, we can, you know, sit with a child and walk with them through a virtual museum. You know, perhaps they walk on Egyptian soil, right? Maybe we can take them into a pyramid. You know, there are just so many opportunities outside of homeschooling kids and, you know, sitting with your kids in front of, you know, the TV stations, the Hulu and all that kind of stuff. You know, you can just really expand a child's view of the world and let them see that life is bigger than themselves, you know? And I think that that is one of the best gifts you could give to a child, right? And to yourself, or even to a senior. I think it's something I'm going to try to do with my father this weekend. I'm going to find something that will show him maybe some of the places that he was in World War II. He talks about the Philippines and he loves the Philippine language even to this day. So I might take him and show him Manila. I might show him some of the ships that he was on. We've done that before, and it's just awesome to hear him speak about his time in the military. It wasn't necessarily a happy time, but it was a part of his life. And I think allowing people who maybe don't have the same skills as we do with technology is a nice opportunity to help, right? And so there are some things that I can't see on the screen, and my dad will tell me about those. We'll sit and we'll talk and we'll just bond that way. And so as I help him, he'll help me. We'll have, knowing him, knowing us, we're going to have some smiles. Excuse me, we're going to be laughing, and he's going to probably have some new recollections that he hasn't shared with me in the past. And that's always fun, right? And so I think that that's what's important, is building that joy, that love, that peace, and that happiness into our days. And so if you find that you are missing a connection, search outside of yourself and be open to the way that that connection may show up in your life, right? It may be a new neighbor who, you know, maybe they brought your garbage can in. That's always a nice thing that makes people happy. It may be someone that just walks by and waves and says, "Hey, how are you doing?" And you get an opportunity to say, "Fine, I'm so-and-so." And you get a chance to introduce yourselves, because, you know, life hasn't stopped. And every way that you think, right? There's just been some stoppages, some changes. And again, there's opportunity. And so if you decide to look outside of your comfort zone and move outside of the box or the bubble that you're in, you know, you actually can find joy, more joy in your day. You know, maybe you walk on the patio and you just do some gentle stretches. Or I remember being in high school, this teacher, Mrs. Patricia Bergstrom, she showed me Tai Chi. And although that's been 30 odd years, almost 40 years, right? I still know a little bit about my Tai Chi. And so, you know, sometimes I get up and I do a little Tai Chi. You know, it's about embracing where you are and seeing opportunity in places that maybe you once thought were hidden or inaccessible to you. There are so many wonderful things you can do. I listen to a lot of brain health information and just health information in general. And I heard them talking about a few apps that offer meditation, and one of which was Calm. And so I think today I'm going to sit and I'm going to do a few from the Calm app. That's C-A-L-M. And so whatever you are going through today, you know, however you're feeling, you know, hear my heart, hear my smile in my heart for you. And know that I am looking at opportunities that I can bring to you so that you may be able to add more joy to your day. And that I just appreciate you being here. And you are loved. You are lifted in prayer. And you are in my heart. So I'm going to wish you a beautiful morning, a wonderful afternoon, and a beautiful, restful evening of peace. Until we speak again, be joyful, be helpful, and find new ways to heal. Goodbye.